such exotic foods as macaroni, waffles, and ice cream to the United States.
Mrs. Kennedy, I know that after a dinner in the state dining room, it's customary to withdraw to the Red Room. May we?
Yes, it's right here. It's one of the rooms that's used the most.
Oh, this is the most brilliant of the rooms that we've seen. I can see why they call it the Red Room. What is the fabric?
It's silk with a scroll border of gold. It's copied from an American Empire document. Everything in this room is Empire, because the style of the room is dictated by the mantelpiece, which is Empire. This is one of the only two remaining mantels in the White House from 1817, after the fire. One thing that's interesting, President Hayes was sworn in here as president secretly at night, because his was the closest election there ever was. And they didn't want the United States to be without a president for even a day. So while everyone was having dinner, they swore him in here.
These pictures are good, too. That one behind you is a Civil War picture. Has that been in the White House long?
No. Well, that's the picture that my committee to get pictures for the White House found for here. It's wonderful. It has such historic interest. Civil War Maneuvers by Wordsworth Thompson. It depicts the action at Edwards Ferry in Ball's Bluff, Virginia, in October 1861. I feel so strongly that the White House should have as fine a collection of American pictures as possible. It's so important, the setting in which the presidency is presented to the world, to foreign visitors, and American people should be proud of it. We had such a great civilization that so many foreigners don't realize it. This little table, for instance, it's by Lanouilley, a French cabinet maker who came to America. Not many people know of him. He was just as good as Duncan Fife or as great French cabinet makers.